Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Oh my gosh. I feel like I haven't spoken to you guys in so long because I usually like pre-film them, but like I just waited a long time to film this one. Like it's been like almost a week and a half. So yeah. But a lot has happened, a lot of changes. We are on the right path, going in the right direction, so I'm very happy about that. What has changed? Let me see. So I am officially diagnosed with depression and anxiety, but you know, we are on antidepressants. We are doing well. I actually have therapy today. Talking about it, definitely feel like the antidepressants are helping a little bit. I'm on Zoloft. I don't know if anybody knows about like antidepressants, but yeah, that's what I'm on. Not too many like bad side effects. Like, okay, the only few things which don't really bother me. It just makes me really tired. I mean, I was tired before, but I think that was because I was depressed and like all I wanted to do was sleep. But now I'm like really tired, so yeah. That it makes me gassy, which whatever, it's not that big of a deal. It doesn't bother me, but yeah, I mean that may bother some people, but not too much me. And then what else? I don't know, I have to talk to my psychiatrist about this, but like, okay, I don't know if I was just like used to like crying myself to sleep every night. Like, this sounds horrible, but like, I promise I'm over it. I'm not over it. I'm like past it. I moved on. Like, I've come to terms with it. But basically, like, I don't know if I was just like so used to like crying myself to sleep every night that like now, like, I haven't cried in, oh my gosh, like over a week. That is so long for me. And like, not even like gotten upset and like was about to cry, or like, I haven't been upset, and like not in a bad way where I'm like bleh, like numb, but like I'm just like, I feel like I'm happier, like I feel like I'm more playful, like I feel like I'm more myself, and things really honestly truthfully do not bother me as much. Like the things, like if Mike would say like, oh, I'm gonna go do this, and I'd be like get annoyed and like throw a fit, I also feel like we haven't fought, which is great, because like right before I went on my antidepressants, when I was like really, really bad, we were fighting nonstop. And that was honestly, truthfully all on me, because I would just like, I didn't know what I wanted. And like, that's obviously super not fair to like be like putting that on someone else. Like when you don't know what you want, like I did not know what the fuck I wanted. I wanted to be left alone. I wanted you next to me. Like, it was just, I'm sure it was confusing for him because it was confusing for me. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm upset. What are you upset about? I don't fucking know why I'm upset. And like, obviously, like, he's so amazing and he just wanted to help me and be there for me. But like, I didn't even know what I wanted for him to be there for me. So it was like, it just caused a lot of tension. But definitely now, like, we're better. And plus with schools and like, honestly, oh my gosh, timing is fucking everything. Like, school's about to end, so like that stress gone, like antidepressants helping, and then like I quit my toxic ass fucking job, like, so that stress is gone. So it's like everything just like lined up perfectly, like couldn't have timed it any better myself even if I tried. So like I'm really glad like all this like kind of fell into place, and I think like that's like, I don't know, I just think everything worked out in the best possible way that it could have, which is amazing. 10 out of 10. Couldn't have asked for anything better. Speaking of that, I mean, I just feel like I don't have a plan today, so I'm just gonna kind of talk how I want to talk, so whatever. But I did want to talk about like when people say like everything happens for a reason, oh my gosh, I cannot stress this enough. Like, everything truthfully happens for a reason. Like, even my job here, like, I'm on my break right now, and I work at a daycare, like, slash preschool. So, I found this job on, like, one of those, like, job sites that, like, you never hear back from, or it's, like, always, like, a really scammy job. I fucking just applied, like, out of nowhere, just, like, randomly. I was like, I'm not gonna get it. I got it, and I fucking love it here. And then I was able to, you know, work full-time, work great, amazing, flexible hours. Like, they're so flexible here. And quit my toxic-ass job and, like, get help. And, like, all my coworkers are so fucking amazing. Like, it's not toxic here. And, like, I love all the kids, and their families are great. And, like, it's just so, like, I think I was just in such a toxic work environment for so long. Like, even before this, like, pretty much every job I've had in retail was toxic. Like, I don't think anyone's ever been in, like, a retail environment that was not toxic. Because, you know, you have, like, older people who, like, think they're still children. And, like, trying to keep up with, like, most of the teenagers that they work with. So, it's, like, it was just always toxic. But just being in a job environment that it's, like, wow. Like, people actually want me here. People are actually like, wow, Jalen, like, you're a really good fucking worker. Like, acknowledging my hard work. And, like, having kids that, like, love me. Like, being around people who just love me. Oh, my gosh. Like, it fucking helped my depression so much. Because, like, just this job is so rewarding. And, like, seeing kids do amazing and, like, happy to see you and run and jump and hug on you. Oh, it is honestly the best feeling ever. And, like, it just confirmed me wanting to be a mom more than anything in the fucking world. Like, these kids, I'd fucking kill for them. I'd kill for them. They are 10 out of 10, all amazing kids. So good, so independent, like, great. Obviously, they have their moments, but, you know, that's their kids, like, whatever. But, yeah, like, that, like, it's just everything. Like, the timing with everything is just always works out. I just feel like things have been going better for me lately. Like, it's not just like bad thing after another after another after another. So yeah, that's the situation. But, you know, I don't want to speak on it too soon, because, you know, you want to manifest positive energy into your life and have good, you know, have good days and good meanings and everything like that, and just have a positive outlook on things, because you just want to have a positive outlook on things. So I think I've been trying to do that too, just have a positive outlook on things. So yeah, and I feel like that's definitely been helping as well. Another thing, oh my gosh, for any of my people who go to SUNYs or CUNYs out there, can we talk about Cuomo's fucking mandate to get us vaccinated? I'm sorry, I mentioned this in a past episode. I am all for the vaccine. I truly am. I think it's great. I just don't think it's the best thing for me right now in this moment in time. Because, I don't know, I just feel like I'm good without it right now. And, like, if I'm doing good without it, like, why mess, like, almost like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, why mess up a good thing? If it's working and I'm doing everything I'm supposed to and I haven't gotten COVID, knock on wood, like, I'm wearing my mask properly, I'm washing my hands properly, I'm socially distancing from people, like, that I don't know. So it's like, if I'm doing everything right, like, what, like, I don't care getting the weekly COVID test, like, test me, I do not care. I don't care. I almost just feel like people who dormed should be the ones who have to get vaccinated. Like, if I'm there 2 days a week, and it's also like, okay, I'm going to get that. Everyone's going to be vaccinated. Like, all the staff, all students, everyone. So it's like, okay, but we still have to wear our masks. So it's like, there's no point. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to sound like a Republican, because I'm farthest thing from that, but it's just like, there's no point. There's no fucking point. I'm sorry. There's just none. And I didn't even know fucking schools can do that. I did not know that. Like, I'm just not for it. Like, until I get that email from my school, like, yeah, you gotta get vaccinated, I'm not getting it. Because I just don't want to. And I also don't want to get sick. Like, I don't want to get sick. I don't get sick a lot. So, like, when I do, it hits me hard. I mean, I guess now would be a better time because it's summer and, like, I'm not going to have, like, schoolwork and stuff like that. But it's just, like, my job. You know, like, I don't want to miss work and then, like, you know, it's just a lot. So, I don't know. We'll see how that whole situation goes. But, yeah. But, yeah, work is going good. I'm working full-time now. So, I'm working 40 hours a week. Today's my second day doing it. Today was a little bit better than yesterday. Yesterday I was really, really tired. But this morning I woke up and I was good. And, you know, I was ready to take on the day. And I wasn't, like, super, super tired this morning. I fell asleep at 10 o'clock last night. And then I woke up at 7. So 9 hours of sleep. I should not fucking be tired. So I was pretty good. Oh, that's another side effect of the medication. I totally forgot. It just makes me really hungry, which I'm fine with because I want to gain weight. So, yeah, I'm okay with that because I just feel like I want to gain weight. So, I mean, some people might not like that, but I'm fine with that. So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm working 40 hours a week trying to get this bread for the summertime, you know, because also, like, oh my God, it's like, what else am I gonna be doing with my summer? Like, I'm gonna hang out with Mike. Like, I'll see him when I see him, as horrible as that sounds, but it's like, it's his last summer before he goes away to school. So, I mean, I'm sure he's gonna want to kind of do his own thing with his friends, and that's cool. Like, I'm accepting that because I'm on my medication and I'm not, like, making a big deal out of anything. I don't know if it's just me and getting into my head and thinking it's helping me with these things. But, like, I honestly feel like it's making me be a better girlfriend. I'm not on him as much. Like, I'm able to be his piece. Like, truthfully am. I'm, like, wanting to be outside, do things with him. Like, when we spend time together, we spend good time together. So, I like that. I think it's definitely helping our relationship. I mean, also, it'll help, like, when he goes away to school in August. I know I'm gonna be sad when he leaves because he's leaving and I'm gonna fucking be sad. But, you know, I'm gonna be, like, better able to cope with it. Plus, I'm going to therapy, so, like, she's teaching me, like, coping skills. And it's just going great. I got a good team of people around me who want me to do good and succeed and do amazing things. So it's, like, it's just good to be able to do that and just, you know, have a good support system around you. Honestly, truthfully, you don't realize how important that is until you need it, because you just need it. You just do. I got a lot of graduation parties coming up too. I have 3. I'm not going to that 4th one. Absolutely not. I don't care. I'm sorry. I'm just not. And then I have, like, 2 of my cousins' weddings in, oh no, 3. One might not happen. I don't know. 3 weddings in the fall. So it's a lot. Oh, and then Mike's sister's quince in September. So a lot of big events are happening finally because COVID pushed, like, everything back. Not the graduation parties, but, you know. So, yeah, but I'm excited for all the good things that's happening soon. You know, like, I think I'm going to be good. I think this summer is going to be really, really good. And I think I'm going to be able to deal with it better and not get so overwhelmed and just, you know, take it one day at a time and just enjoy it. Just enjoy it, you know? So, yeah. But, yeah. I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll take it one day at a time. But I wanted to, like, ask. I mean, not that anybody, like, is, like, rude on this, but, like, I wanted to ask, like, what do you guys think about, like, the podcast? Like, where any, like, ideas of where it should go next? Any, like, suggestions on, you know, topics? Any suggestions on ways to make it better? Things I can do better? You know, ways to promote it, spread the word. I just want it to reach anybody who needs to hear it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I talk about topics that, like, a lot of people aren't talking about. And just kind of, like, a way, even if you use this as white noise, honestly, go for it. Whatever you need, use this in whatever way it could help you. I just want it to help people who need it and who, like, need somebody to talk to them. Like, you, honestly, you fucking got this. Like, you fucking got this. I don't want to, like, sound, like, so cliche and, like, inspirational, but, like, honestly, you can honestly do, like, whatever you set your mind to, and, like, you just need to, like, just manifest it and, like, work towards it. And I know sometimes it may feel like, oh my gosh, like, I'm getting nowhere, but, like, you can and you will do everything you need to do to succeed at a point. It just takes time. And I know nobody wants to hear that, like, when they're at their lowest fucking point, but, like, I promise you, it just feels so amazing, like, when you get to that point and you're good and you're like, oh my god, it's like, this is what I've been working towards. Like, I can finally fucking breathe now. So with that being said, I think it's important to just definitely take things one day at a time and, like, appreciate the little victories in life, because when you start to focus on all the negatives, then it feels really daunting. But, you know, when you focus on more the positives, even if they're, like, really small positives, it helps and it puts things into perspective, and it, like, makes it feel like, you know, the small victories outweigh the negatives. So take that with a grain of salt, take what you will, take what resonates with you, but definitely know it will get better if it's not good right now. But yeah, that's all I have for you guys right now, but hope everyone has a great day and a great week, and yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Bye!